But there are real uncertainties in the effects of low-level radiation. And there are respectable people who maintain that there are, and it's a lot more complicated than it was thought in the 1950s,
right,
especially to physicists, because there it was thought that you had an electron or some other ionizing particle would pass through the body. It would occasionally disrupt a cell in some way and lead to cancer. Now, of course, since DNA was discovered in the 1950s, and the mechanism of heredity and cell reproduction, we know a tremendous lot more. We know that it's damage to the DNA for the most part. And since DNA was not known, you couldn't ascribe the target for the radiation damage. So it's damage to the DNA. And so pretty early on in the 50s and 60s, it was recognized that there was also an active repair mechanism operating, because there are very many spontaneous damages in each cell. Every second, each cell in the body suffers an insult simply because it has these 3 billion base pairs of DNA in its nucleus, and there are things going on, chemistry, that's always damaging the DNA. So totally unsuspected by physicists or maybe others, the cells are little factories with their own inspectors inspecting always the DNA and fixing it, because it's double-stranded. So if you damage one strand, the other one's there as a template to tell you how to fix it. Now, people differ, and they differ from person to person, they differ from time to time, mm-hmm. I'm convinced. So sometimes the repair mechanism is going better than others. And so the question of cancer incidence from radiation in the presence of this enormous background of spontaneous mutation, and especially single-strand mutations, but also double-strand mutations, is very problematical.